dozens of South Koreans allegedly involved in online scams in Cambodia arrived in South Korea on a chartered flight Saturday to face criminal investigations. The repatriation follows the death of a South Korean student who was reportedly forced to work in a scam centre in Cambodia. His death triggered public outrage in South Korea, prompting the government to send a delegation to the Cambodian capital Phnom Penh for talks on joint responses. Most of the repatriated South Koreans were detained in Cambodia during crackdowns on scam centres and will face police investigations at home, Seoul's National Security Director Wee Sung-yak said. Authorities are likely seeking to determine whether they had willingly joined the organisations or were forced to look after being lured by false job ads. Scam centres in Cambodia are estimated to have about 200,000 workers, including 1,000 South Koreans, according to South Korean officials.